we got an email from the consulate, the Hungarian consulate in Toronto, last week, and they said, could you please give our office a call? We would like to set up a visit to your bait shop. So the email comes through. So it looked official. It looked, we've never received an email like that before. So we called, and that, you know, she's, speaks full Hungarian, and the woman who she called, again, speaking full Hungarian, had said, like, they wanted to bring a special delegation from Toronto, people who were visiting Toronto from Hungary, down to Niagara-on-the-Lake to visit us and see the bait shop. And, you know, we're looking at each other as we're, you know, taking this call. And that's, now she's talking in Hungarian, translating to me. And then the woman she was speaking with then started speaking in English. So, I mean, I've been learning Hungarian for 18 years within that. So I kind of knew what they were talking about, but I still needed to be translated. And they said, and then I go, who's coming? And she said, the president. And we looked at each other like jaws on the floor type of thing. Like, she said, the president's going to be here, and there's going to be a security detail, and the group will probably be about 25 to 30 people. And we were just blown away. So our store, we have a bakery called the Budapest Bake Shop in Niagara-on-the-Lake. And we specialize in just one thing. It's a Hungarian chimney cake. In Hungary, they call it, and Annette would say it better.
It's a kürtös kalács.
It sounds much better than when I butcher it.
And they got the name chimney cake because when they coming out from the oven, they smoking like a chimney.
It's a really kind of cool. It's a cool bakery that, like, you get to see everything happen, and you know, they'll watch the food come out of the oven, and all these chimneys are smoking like chimneys. So it's pretty neat. But in Hungary, like, it's been around there for 300 years, but became more of a like fairs and festivals, that type of food. But we introduced it here in Niagara-on-the-Lake in 2019 as an everyday thing.
So I'm starting to see why they probably picked you, but still, it's still kind of a big deal there.
Oh, it was huge. Like, and that's the woman from the consulate that we had spoken to. She told us that there have been people visiting Toronto, like not as high up as the president, but that have made special trips down that we never knew about, that just came to the store before. So people have been coming. We just didn't know who these people were, and they thought that this would be the place to bring the president to, which was incredible.
So you get this email, and the phone call, or the email ends, and you're waiting for her to show up. What happened? What did you see when the big moment arrived?
Yeah, so we had no contact like after that first phone call the week prior. And Monday, we had a time frame of like 12 to 2. So we basically, you know, we pulled our kids out of school early. You know, the staff knew that was on hand, and that we really hadn't heard anything about the details in the morning. And so we're just kind of waiting at the store, pins and needles. And then we got a phone call from, I would say it was probably her assistant or whoever was organizing the group. And it said, like, the first group of people came, and these were mostly from the consulate. They came around 1 o'clock, big group. There was security with them. And then they said the president would be there at 3 o'clock. And then, sure enough, like, 5 minutes before 3, we got a, you know, text message saying that she'll be walking in the door at 3 o'clock. And all of a sudden, on Queen Street in downtown Niagara-on-the-Lake, it was very quiet. It was Halloween, and it was kind of a rainy day. You just see these four big black Chevy Suburbans pull up with the Canadian and Hungarian flags on the front and stop right in front of the store. And it just became this thing to look at. All of a sudden you see the security detail get there. And it was wild. And so we're waiting in the front of our store. Security had blocked off, like, you know, like the entrance and the back door, and they had walked through the store ahead of time, and she came in with her son, and she was just so nice and kind and shook our hands, and it was pretty surreal. We had our daughters with us too, and they're 10 and 5 and in grade 1 and in grade 1 and 5th grade, and it was just awesome.
So she got in there, and then what happened?
So she's in the store. She's, you know, we're showing her. She's like seeing everything. Like our bakery is like completely open. So you see the bakers baking. You see the finished product. It's an open concept kitchen. So we explained, you know, she knew Kirchish Kolach, and she grew up with it as well. And it was just one of these. We told her, you know, why we opened this business and how we were so proud to carry on Annette's Hungarian culture and just to bring it to Southern Ontario and to, you know, have this, you know, groups of Hungarians that from all over Niagara and Toronto and all over Ontario, even Buffalo and the other side of the border, we get Hungarians that come across and just so proud to see, you know, the Hungarian culture being carried out. So we're going through all that with her, and now it was so neat because she speaks like 7 languages, but it was so cool. Like, and that just started talking to her and talking about they were born in the same hometown. And
she was like very, very friendly when she walked in. She was shaking hands with everyone in the shop, and it was an extra special day because my mom, who's Hungarian, she was visiting us. And she was able to meet her as well.
There is way too much unbelievable timing and irony in this visit.
Yes.
Totally. Like, there was no, like, Annette's mom came. She comes a couple times a year to stay with us and just to help with the kids and be here and just, you know, get to be grandma. And when we went home and told her, you know, mom, there's going to be a visitor at the bake shop on Monday, and she started crying right away. She was just like, oh my gosh, like fly all the way across the world to meet the president of my country. It was unreal.
Wow. So with all those Suburbans out there, I'm guessing, what did they clear the street or there were people milling around, or what was going on outside?
There was like our store in Niagara on the Lake is across from the post office, which is always a busy spot. So people were on the other side of the street watching. Nobody kind of knew. We had told the shop across the street from us what was going on, and they had an idea. So word started to get out, and then she was in the store for about 45 minutes. Like it wasn't a 5-minute trip. So people, you know, so security had, the street wasn't blocked off, but in front of our store was completely blocked off. And then it was just kind of this, as soon as they left, like 45 minutes later, then it was, everybody came into the store. What was that? Who, what was going on? And then they took her with security. They took a stroll down Queen Street, and they popped into some shops. They went to the Irish Harp. They checked out one of the wineries, Peller Estate Winery. So it was cool, like, that the time spent with us, though, was really special. Now, not only with Annette's mom being there from Hungary, but two of our staff, one of our manager and her daughter, are both Hungarian, too, and speak, you know, or that were there that day, but we also have two others that are Hungarian that couldn't make it. But they got to talk to her, and she spent time with everybody. You know, she talked to each person, and like Annette said, she shook every person's hand, and it was just a really special experience for somebody. And she's the first female president of Hungary too, like which was a big deal for them. And she was just, yeah, and she's the youngest the youngest president Hungary's ever had.
What's her name, President what?
Katalin Novak.
Yeah, well, I guess she'll never forget this.
No, oh, it's certainly, we've got some beautiful pictures of the experience, and they sent us some nice photos too, and her press secretary was going to put together something for us too, so that we could have something to hang inside the bake shop, and we had her sign this like a picture for us, and it was just it was a really, really special experience.
Did you guys talk much about politics, or is it just more general niceties?
No, just niceties and baking and food, and she tried everything. Like she tried all the foods, and it's because we offer like sweet, and we have sweet varieties, we have savory varieties, we do a Hungarian sausage, and we have all these paprikas and spreads and jams inside the store too. And she tried everything, loved it. You know, it was just this, you know, reminding her of home, but loved the way that we did it because it's a different spin than what you'd find in Hungary. Like we're Hungary, the types of chimney cakes are really just on the sweet side, just cinnamon, walnut, or like a sugar one. We've gone into the world of savory with cheeses, and she was just like, she thought it was awesome that we brought in all these different kinds of cheeses and meats on the outside of these things, and she couldn't get enough.